Hey, Mindy, I'm so excited to hear your new band play tonight.
My new band? Guy Raz, I didn't start a band.
What do you mean, Mindy? You sent me this invitation to see Shop, your new heavy metal band. I have it right here.
Guy Raz, this is an invitation to come see my new heavy metal band Shop.
I know, that's what I said.
No, it's my new shop where I sell bands or rings made out of heavy metals, like gold or silver or titanium or copper or iron.
But it says right here that Grandma G-Force will be shredding on the guitar.
Oh, she's just part of the grand opening celebration.
Okay, well, I guess I'll stop by later. But for now, we've got a game show to do.
Oh, that's right. Hit the windshield wipers!
And roll in the set!
Pull the curtain in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Why Would You Name It Spaghetti Sauce If You Didn't Want Me to Get It All Over My Shirt? It's...
Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two What's and a Wow! Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for a shiny new round of Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off on Friday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about blinking and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? The longest any living human has gone without blinking was 3 hours and 53 minutes.
Or was it B? Some frogs blink when swallowing because they use their eyeballs to push food down their throats.
Or was it C? Chinchillas can only blink with one eye at a time.
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Alex from Rhode Island. Alex, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. This is Alex from Providence, Rhode Island. I am 7, and my wow in the world is that frogs have to blink to swallow because their eyes go down into their throats and push the food down. Thanks, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show.
Winner, winner, edible eyeballs for dinner.
And there you have it, wowzers. If you guess the answer B, that some frogs blink when swallowing because they use their eyeballs to push food down their throats, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, everyone.
When it comes to eating, frogs swallow with their eyeballs. After taking a big bite of food, a frog will blink, and this blinking causes its eyeballs to push down on the top of its mouth, squeezing the food down its throat. Blink and swallow. Blink and swallow.
Now, if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. First, there is no official world record for the longest time without blinking, but some people have claimed to have gone for more than an hour.
Though we wouldn't recommend it, humans need to blink anywhere from 15 to 20 times a minute. This blinking helps to keep our eyes hydrated and protects them from dust particles in the air.
And if you guessed C, it's actually hamsters, not chinchillas, who blink only one eye at a time. Much like humans, hamsters blink to keep their eyes clean.
Now, Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they want?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible blinking closet light.
What's better than a working light bulb? How about a light bulb that's not working? Your brand new blinking closet light will randomly turn on and off, keeping you awake at night and making it hard for you to find your clothes.
Okay, then. Well, I guess congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kids salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
That's it! Now back to the show!
And we're back for another round of Two What's and a Wow! The category for today's round is medals. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about medals. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about metals is the true scientific wow? Is it A, earthquakes can turn water into gold?
Or is it B, in ancient Egypt, people used copper to dye their hair orange?
Or is it C, gold medals from the Olympics are actually made of bronze and coated in 24-karat gold?
One more time. Is it A, earthquakes can turn water into gold?
Or is it B, in ancient Egypt, people used copper to dye their hair orange?
Or is it C, gold medals from the Olympics are actually made of bronze and coated in 24-karat gold?
When you think you've got the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And carve it into a silver spoon.
And then check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Greenify Your Money.
Now, as you might know, some coins are made out of copper.
But after a while, that copper oxidizes and turns from reddish brown to green.
For example, the Statue of Liberty used to be reddish-brown, too. But since it's mostly made out of copper, over time, it turned into the green statue we know today.
We challenge you to oxidize your copper coins.
Look for a penny that was made before 1982, when they were mostly still made out of copper. And by oxidize, we mean to create a chemical reaction. So for this experiment, you'll need a grown-up assistant to help you soak a paper towel in vinegar and place it on a tray.
Then, place your pennies on the paper towel and sprinkle a little bit of salt for a dash of flavor.
Well, not really for flavor. It's to help with the oxidation process.
Right. Anywho, once you're finished, keep a close eye on your pennies for a few days and observe any changes that you see in their color.
And when you see those changes, take a photo. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll play another round of...
Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.